The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live, waiting to take your phone calls and talk to you about anything that may be a problem that, you know, you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied, and you've come up with the same old, not a whole lot that works really well. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. I have a whole bunch of things I want to discuss with you today, but, you know, your situation specifically is important, as more important than anything that I have to talk about. So let's talk about you today at 888-630-9625. I want to thank all of you that came to Dr. Stephanie Pina's presentation two nights in a row, because there were so many of you, we had to split it up. I told you, no reservations, no seats, but we had well over capacity generally both nights, and we talked about blood pressure problems and how to treat them without drugs, and it was very revealing. As you know, Dr. Pina is an amazing physician practitioner. She's one of the best, and she was able to kind of weave through that matrix of why do we have blood pressure problems, and more importantly, what can you do about it yourself? Why do we allow people, you know, to go about their happy way, taking medications forever and ever, causing other side effects, things that shouldn't be, and then we see problems down the line that were totally attributable to do that, when there's other ways of handling this stuff, and you should be able to at least have the information so you can have a real straight-up, cogent conversation with your doctor. You know, the guy that put you on those drugs and said, you know, got to take these things for the rest of your life? Not so much, my friends. The body is an amazingly forgiving piece of machinery, and you just have to understand it in a way that you encourage it, you direct it, you support it. Let's talk about some things I was talking about this morning. Guess where I'm at? I am talking to you and broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida. Am I, you know, sitting here with Mickey? No, not really. I wish I was. It's a beautiful day out here. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's absolutely stunning. But I had the privilege and the opportunity 2 days in a row to and well as Friday night to participate in a conference, but it's the Florida Chiropractic Physicians Association Convention. There's about 1,000 people here. It was really an amazing event. And I was talking on integrative therapeutics, you know, the looking at the patient truly from a multidimensional model. You know, in this room I had a whole lot of different types of physicians. I had doctors of traditional Chinese medicine, I had chiropractors, I had medical physicians, I had osteopaths, and I was talking to them about the things that I talk to you about, and to really get them to understand. I was doing a nutritional module. They were sitting in this class to pick up hours for their nutritional specialties and diplomates and so forth in functional medicine, functional nutritional protocols. And any time that I talk about these things, I talk about them from what we embrace called the triad of health, the structural, chemical, emotional pathways. You know, what that really means is there's only three things that cause anything, either injury to the body, biochemical insult, those things that are outside our bodies that affect the body inside, things that you eat you shouldn't, things that you need more of, you don't get enough of, you know, the electromagnetic fields, the xenoestrogens, all of that stuff. And then the third piece is stress, emotion, how we view the world, our body imbues it. See, the important piece that people forget about is that the body doesn't know the difference between an actual experience and something that you think about or hold close to you. And it has a great impact. All those three things, the structural, chemical, emotional, the stress, the biochemical imbalances, the injury patterns, affect your genetic map. And you pass it through. You know, I'm just like my father. I'm just like my grandfather. I'm just like whatever. It's a pass-through. Well, there's some reality to that, in that our experiences, our nutrition, our the way that we process things, our injury patterns, if we don't get them fixed, if we don't allow the balancing act to occur, we begin to perpetuate that. And as time goes on, we manifest that in our physiology and how we are, our immunological systems, and also our longevity, which is really important. So, I'm sitting there, I'm talking to these doctors, and a lot of them are really excellent practitioners, and I was doing really, really well. And until in the back of the room, there's about 125, 130 doctors. In the back of the room, in walks this one doctor who I've known forever. And he is a Nobel Prize recipient in healthcare. And I said, oh, my God, I have to really be on my game today. And he walks his way up to the front of the room, and he sits four rows from the front. And I'm sitting there. I cannot make a mistake. And I'm sitting there, and, you know, he's a Jewish man and very, very brilliant man. He received his attention in the area of addictology, you know, somebody who's addicted to all kinds of things. And the work was done with acupuncture and herbal medicine. He's both a chiropractor and a medical physician, DC, MD, and he is an amazement. He's one of these think tanks, you know. So I'm sitting there watching him, and he's watching me. And then throughout the presentation, he's smiling, and he comes up to me afterwards, and he said, I didn't know you were going to be here. It was my privilege to listen to you. He said, I don't do all of these things except for the field that I focus on. He said, you know, it's important that this work is shared with our brethren and people that are treating the illnesses of mankind and giving them the opportunity for wellness. And I just went, oh my gosh, really? You know, it's like, you know, somebody going to the principal's office, and then the principal, instead of putting them down, says, you know, you did a great job. It was a phenomenal event for me. But anyway, here's these guys, and we're talking about the different patterns, and we took them through all of the pieces of how do you observe a patient and really get to the place where they get it, and they become your partner. They become, you know, so involved in their own resolution and wellness that it becomes a simple game. You know, many of you saw the PBS special that they did on our work several years ago, and there were six patients who had failed under traditional care. One was a young girl who had multiple sclerosis, MS, and she had progressed so quickly that within two months, she went from five lesions that were beginning the demyelination process, breaking down and eating the cord, to 25 inside 2 months. And you can imagine the host of medications that she was on. There was another young girl who was so allergic to everything around her, particularly her foods and biochemistry, that she would go into seizures and anaphylaxis on a basically daily basis on when she was 17 and senior in high school. And then a woman who was a master-level tennis player, was a champion, a man who had transient TIAs, you know, transient ischemic problems in the brain, and blood pressure problems and so forth, a little boy who was off the wall, ADD, ADHD, and a fireman who had back problems and couldn't get rid of him anyplace. But anyway, all these people were on lists of medications. And the whole bottom line was that they were treated from a multidimensional platform, structural, chemical, emotional, and they were a partner in what was going on. So today, every one of them, many, many years later for some of them, have not had any problems whatsoever because they embrace the concept of the triad of health and wellness and what that really means. So, you know, your body seeks to maintain a highly charged balance. It does that, and that's the survival mechanism. It wants to maintain a charged chemical system by keeping it alkaline and, you know, eliminating waste and toxins. And it seeks to create an enzymatic and mineral and vitamin reservoir, if you will, so your body can repair and restore normal physiological functions. The problem is that we are constantly beating it up faster than it can repair itself. So it's a negative result. The teeter-totter, if you will, begins to become extremely imbalanced, and we find ourselves out of sync. The same thing with the chemical side of the triangle. The structural side of the triangle. We don't pay attention. We allow things to limp along. You know, we put up with, and pretty soon pain patterns become outrageous, and they're over the top, and it's what do you expect for your age type of attitude? And we don't do the exercise. The only exercise we do is we pick up the remote and we flick the button. Maybe our thumb's getting a little work, but that's about it. And, you know, so I'm sitting here and looking at all of this and remembering 40 years of practice as I'm teaching these doctors. And, you know, realizing that we have, over those 40 years, become worse than we are today. We've become far more problematic in our in the ability to restore function than we were able to do 40 years ago. Why? Because the environment's changed. Our health has changed. We put up with. We're not in the physical condition that we used to be in. You know, I started my career as a chiropractor, and obviously many of you know that from that. And then I got two specialties in functional medical nutrition. I ended up with an acupuncture, degree and so forth. And all those things continued to add to my base of knowledge and understanding of how the body really works and what takes place over time. So here is the problem. Here's the problem that I have as we're doing this. The body has the capacity to restore itself. The body has the capacity to right everything. But if we keep putting things one on top of the other over a period of time, we continue to break down if they're not supportive. Only when we begin to realize that the body needs a balanced electrical system called the nervous system. It needs supportive chemistry, the food that you eat, the water you drink, the air that you breathe. It needs a solid emotional state, and we have to balance ourselves with prayer and with meditation and so forth. But we have to bring all those together, not individually, not separately, but together. So as we go through the program today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to maximize those things and some of the problems that we come about as a result of our neglect or our willingness to put up with when there's no reason to be able to do anything but heal our bodies. Your Creator, God, as I call Him, says to you that here are all the things that you need to fix yourself. Don't mess it up. But we do. We screw it up all the time. We neglect that. We abuse this machine called the human condition. And we're constantly putting, how many of you, if I said to you this mantra, sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, dairy, GMOs, say, yep, that's my diet. Those are acid-forming substances that deteriorate and break your body down. And that's what we do. And I tell my patients something, you know, if they feed it to an animal to take it to slaughter, it shouldn't be going in your body. It doesn't nourish you. Your animals are smarter than you are. They'll stay away from things that you willingly put into your system. They stretch. They try to move their body. Watch them breathe. They bring in oxygen to their system. They're doing things that support the matrix. So I'm sitting here in front of these doctors, these hundred and some odd doctors, and I'm asking the question, how many of you do this? How many of you look at your patient from, you know, this vantage point? And many of them consider it, but many of them look at the symptomological complaint, albeit because sometimes they do it because the insurance industries mandate that, but they don't ask the question, when was the very first time? I have a headache. Here, take this. Call me in the morning. You know, my gut is a problem. Here's a tranquilizer. Here's this. Here's Lomotil. Here, you know, whatever it is to quiet it down. If that doesn't work, we'll figure it out later. Instead of getting the trenches and asking you the very vital pieces of when, how, where, and then getting into that deep why. When did it occur? It's important when you're dealing with anything like that, that you look for the why. If you don't look for the why, you're going to have a problem that'll be insurmountable that could take you out of this life. We're coming up to a break, and I have a whole lot of things I want to share from you. The number here is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We'll take your calls when we come back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Don't go away. I have a lot more. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Indeed, I'm live. Give me a call, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Why do I feel so good? Because the sunshine is brilliant outside. Why? Because I'm in Orlando, but I'll be home pretty soon. Got a plane to catch after, you know, I get done making sure that you get all the information that you need. Down here teaching at the Florida Chiropractic Physicians Association Convention and 1,000 doctors, and these are a group of guys that have all kinds of crazy credentials from, you know, DC, doctor chiropractic, MD, medical physicians, osteopaths, dentists, so forth. I mean, it's a great group of people. They have a look at what really should be the multi-discipline platform of treating your problems. I'm going to talk about a little bit of how that all works today, but I want to get to your calls because the screen's lighting up. I actually can see the call screen from here. It's a great thing. Nancy from Fairfax, how can I help you?
Yeah, my daughter was recently diagnosed with Hashimoto's, an autoimmune disorder.
Right.
Before that, she's been anemic for a long period of time to the point that I had to have an iron transfusion. What path would you put me on for help, or where, and what do you think nutritionally that would help her, or is there anything that you would recommend?
I mean, you hit it on the head, Nancy, when you said that Hashimoto's is an autoimmune condition. It's not a thyroid condition. Many people think it is. And when you have a Hashimoto's problem, there are other immunological problems that coexist with it. Everything from blood sugar handling problems. The intestinal system, 80% of your immune system resides in the gut with all the interactions and actions that take place. And then over a period of time, because of the neurology not working the way it's supposed to, the energetics not working the way it's supposed to, the nutritional. So it's not as simple as say, hey, take this vitamin and call me in the morning type of thing. The system has to be reset. There's a great doctor that's out there that wrote a book on thyroid problems, and his name is Datis Kazarian. And, you know, he's a good friend. He's got more credentials in alphabet soup after his name than five people. But the thing of it is that when you're looking at a Hashimoto's problem, you're looking at it from a multidimensional platform. So let me give you some quick tidbits on this. First of all, okay, we're seeing more Hashimoto's problems today than ever before. Ever. And there's a reason for that. There is a why is that. It's not just our system is breaking down and so forth. There's a reason it's breaking down. First of all, we have this loop between the structural system and the organ systems of the body. They're connected. And they're connected by the nervous system first, brain, spinal cord, 31 pairs of nerves. They go to both of these areas. If there's a problem with one, we have a problem with the other. So what you're seeing is the first immunological response due to many things. Let's talk about the environmental piece. We talked about this multidimensional, multi-system, multi-organ system problem. And today, instead of iodine years ago, where they used to put iodine in breads and so forth, you know, which helped facilitate thyroid function, now what they're doing is they're using bromides. Now, bromides on the chemical charts is something called a halide. What that means to you is that they're these heavy compounds that they're using to preserve foods with, and you know, the new car smell in your car, that's a halide. And it gets in and it competes for different receptors, but not only thyroid, but also other areas within the body. That's number one. Two, the intestinal system. Let's get back to that. We said that it's 80% of your immunological function. We know today that we're seeing huge numbers. Almost a third of the population are sensitive in some way, super sensitive to gluten. Why? Because gluten has been modified, it has been hybridized, it has been altered by genetic modification to increase its gluten capacity. So you have 8 to 10 times plus as much gluten as it used to be. Why is that important? Because that messes up the intestinal structure. It's a protein that alters and dampens the autoimmune reaction in the body. Now, when that happens, your whole system, but your thyroid is going to become insensitive in some cases to production, but there's an inflammatory barrier, a wall in both of these conditions. And by the way, there's many things. We could talk about this for 4 hours. That stops this lock and key mechanism of transportation. So you have this inflammation that's setting up, which is a barrier, it's a wall. Stuff can't get through, and it starts to affect all hormones, not just thyroid hormones. So if you went deeper into this autoimmune reaction, you're going to see this take place. So one of the things I would suggest to your daughter, she did nothing else, is get off of grains fully. There's a book out there called The Grain Brain, and it's really a good look at what takes place. But get off of gluten, start kicking up organic vegetables, tons of them. Stay away from the cabbage family with vegetables, because that's going to suppress thyroid function and make things worse. Increase your protein, but good, clean protein, so the body has the amino acids it needs to fix and reform things. If you begin that process, you're going to begin to see things change, and not in too long of a period of time, but you got to do it exactly 100%. If we can be helpful, you can get a hold of me at drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com. Or call, you know, the Result Center for Healing, make an appointment, you know, with one of the doctors there, and we can walk you through this. We're coming up to a break again, unfortunately. This goes way too fast, and we're going to come back after the halfway mark of the program with a lot of other information. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. I am live today, but not in studio, but from Orlando, Florida, at least for a little while, till the program's over. Then I'm heading to the airport and coming back to you. But you know the great thing of technology? I can see your calls. I can, you know, go back and forth with you. We can talk to each other. It's a great, great world that we live in. You know, there's Disney. 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your problems today. Having the opportunity, the privilege of talking to some amazing doctors and lecturing over the last couple of days, and I'm going to share a little bit of that with you. But for right now, there's a lot of you that are sitting here waiting. Joseph, how may I help you, sir?
Yes, doctor. What it is I've been diagnosed with kidneys that don't work properly, and I do a blood test. And I was wondering, is there anything I can take at home? I have to see my doctor on March 7th, but is there anything I can do at home, like exercise or vitamins or medicine, supplements?
Well, let me ask you a couple questions. Have they diagnosed you with anything specifically, or just that you're going into kidney shutdown?
They said that just the kidneys are not working properly.
Okay, so that leaves us with not a whole lot of anything, you know, to really put our hat on. But let me say this to you. The kidneys, like any other organ system in the body, has nutritional needs. It has a nervous system that influences it. It has acupuncture energetics that help it support. So in any kidney problem, you want to be very careful with the amount of protein from animal sources, particularly mammals in your system. It has an adverse effect on them. You're going to limit your proteins to more vegetable proteins and some fish and, you know, a little bit of turkey and chicken, but not a lot on a day-to-day basis. You actually drop your protein levels. One of the few times I'll ever tell anybody to really drop it down, but you need to have the amino acids. And they have to come from other areas and so forth. So it has to be carefully balanced. You really have to have some nutritional guidance with this. But generally, make sure that you're not dehydrating. You're drinking a little bit of water. You want to keep your system as alkaline as you possibly can. We're going to start talking about that a little bit in the program. But the kidneys must be supported in an alkaline environment. It's critical that that is a paramount situation. So, you know, first of all, you know, add a little bit of lemon water to your water, making sure that you're sipping water. A little coconut water is also useful. There are other things that you can take, but again, I don't know what's triggering your problem, so I'm a little reluctant, you know, to direct you that way. I do know that when we have patients who are even on dialysis and they're going through this, this process of trying to restore kidney function, or at least maximize what they're doing, that, you know, acupuncture and nutrition are paramount. Cranberry juice, by the way, Joseph, as I'm going through the process, can be very supportive. They'll help balance the system so you kind of keep away from, you know, some urinary tract infections. It doesn't mean that's absolute. Beet juice is another one. There's a combination of beet juice, a little bit of carrot juice and apple juice that'll help cleanse, but I would stay with beet juice. Why? Simply because it helps. There's a very beneficial phytochemical that has tremendous antioxidant qualities with beet juice, and you can drink maybe 2 ounces to 3 ounces that a day. You can, you know, make sure that you squeeze it well and make sure all of these things are organic. You know, it helps remove any buildup of residue of calcium within the kidneys, and it promotes kidney function. It really supports and it helps it. It decreases the likelihood of any kind, but that any kind of calcification within the system. Lemon juice is another one that works really well, but that helps with the alkalization that we talked about. You have to make sure that you pay attention to the alkalinity of that system. There's a juice combination, a recipe that I like to tell my patients about, and it involves things like celery and things like cucumbers and, believe it or not, zucchinis and lettuce and kale and spinach. And they're great for juicing, and they help keep that system moving and open it up. And Again, it depends. If you know you have sensitivities to these things, don't do it. If you're not sure, you really need, you know, some help. There are other nutrients. I'm not going to suggest those to you because, again, I don't know your particular condition. But if you start with that, you'll find that it'll be very beneficial and supportive to what you need to get done. So start with that. And, you know, you can go to drtomrozell.com. You can always come in and see one of the doctors at the Rozell Center for Healing. They'll walk you through this. They know what they're doing. But generally, to watch and wait when it comes to kidney problems is a recipe for disaster. You have to be proactive in the early stages, not later on, now. So this is something that you really want to get a hold of and do it as quickly as you can. Joseph, I hope that helps you. You know, let me know if we can do anything else for you. We're talking about different types of autoimmune reactions within the body and how you can be proactive in doing the things. You have to understand that so much of what's going on in your body is because you did it. You put yourself into that place. And, you know, you didn't do it on purpose. You know, it's just that you've bought into the matrix of, you know, Fifth Avenue marketing. But, you know, so many of us, you know, allow our terrain, our body chemistry to kind of dissipate. Oh, we'll get it back. But, you know, then we end up with things like, you know, bugs, parasites, these microorganisms that live within our system. You know, our bowels don't work the way they're supposed to, so all this toxins building up. I described to a group of doctors today, I said, you know, they would ask me about toxic elimination and different modalities and how to transport things out of the body. I said, look, I said, the first thing you have to start with is water. And you got to make sure that the patient is hydrated, but it's got to be good water. It's got to be clean water. It's got to be alkaline water, not just junk. It's got to be, you know, something that's going to shift the pH. I said, visualize, if you will, a sewer, and you have no water running through the sewer. You know, you've walked through it as a kid. You go, you know, you're hiding all the places. You know, you get brave and you want to go through all these, you know, these big manholes. And here's this sewer pipe, right? This big, huge, you know, some of them 5 foot, 6 foot, and the water's laying there. It's stagnant. It's rotting. You got rats. You got bugs. You got parasites. You got worms. You got all kinds of stuff that are laying in there, and it smells. It's rotten. It's awful. And now you get a rainstorm, and the rainstorm flushes all this stuff out. And it's gone. And for a period of time, as long as that water's moving, you have running water through it, it's cleaning it up, it's moving the toxin out, and as long as it's not depositing other stuff. See, as long as you're living, you're going to be exposed to all this stuff, but you've got to remove the toxins. You've got to get rid of these microorganisms. You've got to get rid of the parasites. You've got to get that functional capacity of that system to move. You've got to stay hydrated. You know, digestive function is critical. So this is how we begin to look at the terrain, but you got to keep it very alkaline. If you don't do that, we got problems, and your body begins to degenerate over a period of time. It's critical that we keep things moving. It's critical that we keep things alkaline. What is the normal alkaline level of the body? What it should be? Well, we talked about, you know, it needs to be alkaline. Well, anything above a 7 is known to be alkaline, but here's the deal. Optimal is 7.5. How do you know when you're there? Well, here's the deal. And you get up in the morning, get a teaspoon. And before you brush your teeth, before you drink anything, before you do anything, spit in that teaspoon. Fill it up. And then get a pH strip and put the pH strip in there and read it. It'll tell you what it is. And then put that down every morning for a couple weeks. And you're looking for an average here. Your average, you know, if we can get into 7.3, 7.4, 7.23, we're probably in a fairly decent place. But if it's less than that, if it's more acidic, your body's breaking down. Don't kid yourself. You're destroying your structural, emotional, and biochemical systems. The urinary pH should be about 6.5. 6.8 at the most, right in through there. Same thing. First morning, go to the bathroom, you know, urinate on the pH strip, see what it says. Do it over a period of a couple of weeks. That should be slightly acidic. You know, I had a physician, you know, today, and I don't know where he came from. I don't know why I was sitting in my class, because, you know, I would think that people would know a little basic. And he said, well, the blood stays alkaline no matter what. And I said, yeah, absolutely. That's the way your body keeps you alive. If it doesn't, you die on the spot. But how it does it, as it does it at the expense of everything else. Your bones are the greatest storage of minerals, which are alkaline. And when your body's constantly acidic, your body's going to try to buffer that acidity, and it's going to bring it back into a neutral or alkaline pattern. So it takes away from that and tries to put you into that place, right? but you got other problems because of it. Now your body's getting sick and you're breaking down, you hurt all over, you're inflamed, you can't think, you know, the neurological system can't fire the way it's supposed to. That's all a result of acid-base imbalance in the system. Has to be that way. Bob, you've been very patient. How can I help you, sir?
I'm interested in emphysema. What's the cause and what's the cure?
Well, here we go again. There is no one cause and there is no one cure. You know, the process, you know, of developing an emphysemic type of pattern and where breathing is being challenged, and it can be anything from smoking. It can be the reaction. You've heard the term yin and yang, you know, positive and negative. In Chinese medicine, the yin is the lung, the yang is the large intestine. So if the intestinal tract is in a bad place, the lungs are going to be in a bad place as well. If somebody was a smoker up, you know, over a period of years, you know, that was, you know, that's going to predispose the system. Even if you quit, there's going to be problems with, you know, environmental challenges. So you grew up in an area where, let's say Buffalo, New York, or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, before they got rid of the steel mills. You know, you had all this stuff building up in your system. So if you haven't done full and complete damage, you have to maximize the body's ability to repair itself. One of the things that you'd want to see is if, you know, the oxygen saturation is measured by something called a pulse oxygenation, and it tells you how much oxygen's actually getting. It's based on a saturation rate percentage. While in the Northern Virginia area, it's your oxygen saturation, your pulse ox, should be in the neighborhood of about 95 or above. 94 or less than that, you start seeing significant problematic situations. So here's what we have to look at. Find out about the patient. What's the history? When did this first start? So, Bob, how long have you been building this up, and how old are you, sir?
Bob, I'm calling for a friend who's 53 and the usual the drug culture of the 60s.
Okay. Bob, can you get a little closer to your phone, too? We're having trouble hearing you. I'm getting a note from the studio.
I'm talking on one of those expensive things. Is this better?
So here's the situation. You have to find out. It couldn't be structural. The nerves from the lower portion of the neck go to the lungs. The vagus nerve from the cranium goes to the lungs. If they're not working, if there's been accident, injury, or any problems, it's going to affect the capacity for the lungs to work or even the muscles around it to open up. So you started building up scar tissue and so forth. If the person was around cigarettes for years or, you know, drug culture, you know, doing marijuana for many times, there's side effects of that stuff. It's going to affect the lung pattern. Can you get rid of some of that stuff? It depends, again, going back to how much damage was there. So you would support, you know, all those pieces. You would support the energetic system. You would support the neurological system. You would look at nutrients to try to support and heal the system. If you want to try to get things out, you know, and up out of the lungs, there's ways of doing that. But again, I'm not trying to sidestep it. There's just a whole lot more that needs to be done. So hopefully that, you know, if we can, if I can be a more use, tell your friend to send me a note at drtomrozell.com. I'll ask him questions, and he can get back to me, and I'll tell him what I would suggest that might be productive for him.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Anyway, Bob, appreciate your phone call. Thank you. It's a very involved, and I'm not trying to sidestep this at all, not even a little bit. You know, I can tell you, take marshmallow root and things like that. Moxa, burning of herbs over acupuncture points will also help and open up the lungs, stimulating the, what we call the tonification or the excitatory points for the lungs can help a lot of patients. Opening up the muscles in the diaphragm can help detoxifying the body, getting, if they did a lot of marijuana at one point, getting rid of the THC accumulation in the body. Those things can be done. So there's a lot that can be done, but in this case, really, truly, it is a multidimensional pathway that needs to be looked at. I hope that's useful. And like I said, give me a call or send me an email. That's the fastest way to find me because I'm all over the world and all over the place, but I do answer as best as I can, as quickly as I possibly can. We're talking about all types of autoimmune and structural problems and neurological, but from a platform of looking at it from a multidimensional situation. Betsy, are you still sitting there?
I am. I need your opinion. My doctor kind of has me scared. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's between 9 and 10 years ago. My thyroid never went more than like 10.1, but it's jumped around from 7 to 10.
Which measure you, or which chemical of the thyroid are you looking at? Which hormone? Are you looking at T4, T3, looking at TSH? Are you looking at the TSH pattern, thyroid stimulating hormone?
The TSH.
Okay, thank you. I just want to be clear.
Okay, because I asked him about the T3 conversion and things like that, and he said that's not in his expertise. And when I was sent to the specialist, she wouldn't work with me and said it didn't matter because they're both a little upset with me because I would never go on thyroid medicine. I wanted to do things on my own natural. And now my thyroid, after 9-10 years of having Hashimoto, my blood work came back this time that my liver enzymes are up. And that my thyroid now is 4.4, and he says that that's normal with Hashimoto's. That just means that my thyroid's burning out, and it just won't have one no more.
I'll tell you what, Betsy, do me a favor. We're coming up to a break pretty quick, and I want to deal with this because these are areas that really irritate me beyond measure. Not you, but what your doctor's telling you, that T3 is not important. T3 is the active hormone of the thyroid. See, what happens real quickly, and I'll take you through it when we come back. I'm going to keep you for another minute when we come back from the break, is you got thyroid stimulating hormone, affects the thyroid with certain nutrients, produces T4 thyroxine, and then converts to T3. And then that's just the beginning step. So you have to know all those just to find out where it's coming from. So don't go away. Stay there. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the last segment of the show. It's super important. Most physicians ignore this. I don't know why they do it. They read the same physiology books that I do, but they're not applying it properly. We'll be right back after these messages.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You know, every Sunday is 12 o'clock Eastern Time, and wherever you happen to be in the country listening to the program, subtract the hours, and we're here doing this like today. You know, I love you guys so much that I make sure that I take this portable broadcast unit with me, because you need to have not canned information. You need to be able to interact and get your questions answered. We do this because you need to be proactive, that health truly is in your hands. You have the capacity to change anything. Betsy, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about that thyroid. So your doctor said that the
thyroid
doesn't matter
now.
About T3. I'm sorry?
And now he's saying it's burning itself out because it's in the more normal range. It's 4.4 now. And he said, that's because I have Hashimoto, wouldn't take medicine. So it's just doing its thing. It's just burning itself out, and I won't have one no more. Is that true?
What?
Yeah.
Listen, even the laboratory functional range, if you're talking about thyroid stimulating hormone, the range is like 0.48 all the way up to 4.5, okay?
Okay.
And that's medical normal range. That's not my normal range. The normal range functional medicine is 1.8 to 2.3.
Okay.
That's where it should be ideally. So it tells, when you get above that, you start getting the upper limits. It just says that your thyroid is it's having much more difficult time being stimulated. So the pituitary, which releases thyroid stimulating hormone, is having a fire. You say, come on, guy, let's get with it here. But the problem is that to form the active hormone, T4, thyroxine, you have to have iodine, tyrosine, and trace minerals available without inflammation around the thyroid gland, then that produces something called T3. T4 is converted, by the way, in the liver to make the T3. Then you got to know how much T3 you have available for transport. That's called free T3. And you got to know how much is actually getting in. That's called uptake. And you have to do all those things. Then you go down and you do something called TPO, which is an autoimmune marker that if that is elevated, then that tells you, guess what you got? You've got a Hashimoto's thyroiditis. But a Hashimoto's thyroiditis is not a thyroid problem. It's a problem of inflammatory autoimmune reaction that starts with the intestinal tract, and then you look at the adrenal system and the liver in addition to that, and you fix that. You have to look at the neurology. You have to look at the energetics. You have to look at the nutrition, desensitize the allergens that are around it. Your doctor is leading you down a primrose path, because I will make the assumption they don't get it. Either that, or they've bought into their own MDity, and they think that anything that they say and comes out of their mouth is adequate. There's so many great doctors out there on both ends, from functional medicine point of views. medical physicians, chiropractors, osteopaths, traditional Chinese medical physicians that really understand this stuff, and you are being diluted. So,
wow.
You need to look at the allergy patterns. Unless you can show me that there is failure of the thyroid to produce any hormone, your thyroid has not burned out. It needs to be rested. You need to have whatever the allergens are and any exposures you have eliminated. You need to have those systems re-stimulated. It depends on where they're coming from. And now your body can begin to do what it needs to do. So, you know, that kind of stuff makes me nuts. And particularly, you know, when you're told that there's no other way. They're hooked into the medical pharmacopedia. You know, if we can help you, you know, please give us a call. You can go to drtomrozell.com. And send me an email, and we'll answer it. But you need to put your hands in somebody who knows what they're doing and get this thing squared away.
Do you know of anybody around that area, my area, like Frederick area, even?
In Frederick?
Yes, sir.
Maybe. Send me a note. Remind me of our conversation. Let me see what I can find out for you. Okay.
Thank you,
Betsy.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye. Bye. I appreciate your phone call. You know, this is the type of thing. I'm going to give you a little tidbit, okay? Like a lot of your physicians don't understand. You know, they say, oh my God, you have high blood pressure, you have this, we got to get you off of sodium completely. No salt in your diet completely. Well, that's a slippery road to disaster because your body needs sodium, but it needs bound sodium. It needs one that's properly combined with other things. So sodium chloride, table salt, they're totally correct. You don't want that, but they want, what do you want? Here's what you want. You want sea salt. Because then you're going to produce better amounts of digestive enzymes in your stomach, and you're going to break down your proteins and absorb your problems. We're coming up to the end of the program. Way too fast, way too soon, but next week is another time, and we'll bring you more information then. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Love you all. See you next week. Bye.